I really wanted to give Australians the best access to the opportunities that they deserved, and knowing what cost of execution was and how simple it could be made, I just wanted to go make it happen. The philosophy behind Stake is to make accessing overseas opportunities as simple as buying a pair of shoes online. And that's why we built it as a shopping site. So it should be just like everything else we do. Why should finance be any different?
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy, with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. Have you ever tried to buy overseas shares? It's not that simple to open an account, and then the fees you get charged are quite substantial. Today's guest, Matthew Liebowitz, has spent time working in America running trading teams, and he had the vision to do something different and make the process of investing in overseas companies a lot simpler and easier and cheaper for Australians. So I'm really intrigued and happy to welcome Matthew to the show today. So welcome, Matthew.
Thanks, Anne. Appreciate you having me.
So for those of us that have never heard of Stake before, can you tell us what Stake is and how does this platform work?
Sure. Stake's a trading platform that makes it really simple and easy for Australians to buy and sell US shares. We've merged e-commerce, so people, if they can shop, they can now invest online, you know, overseas in US shares like Tesla, Apple, Facebook, and all the ETFs they have over there.
So can you tell us a bit about yourself and how did Stake get started?
Sure. I was actually originally a lawyer. So I went to university in Sydney and I did law and finance, and I spent 5 years, 3.5 as a lawyer at a large law firm here, Allens Arthur Robinson, it's now Allens. And then I was pretty good at maths and I moved over to a trading firm called Optiva, where I was there for just under a decade. And the last 5, I was a partner there. And I ran the trading teams over in Chicago from 2009 to 2012. And I came back to Australia in 2012 and I ran institutional trading for the Asian office out of Sydney. And basically that experience being at the forefront of financial markets and international markets, I sort of got to see what was happening overseas and the way that US and even European investors were able to access the US markets, where the largest listed companies were trading, were very accessible. The cost of execution was being driven right down to basically the point where we were, as a trading firm, we were getting paid to trade. So the cost of execution to invest overseas was pretty much zero. And when I came back to Australia after, you know, living in Chicago and experiencing the ability of Netflix and Google and Facebook and Amazon to impact our lives, I wanted to get my money working for me in those businesses. And when I tried to invest from Australia back into the US, the whole process is broken from beginning to end. You had a situation where the platforms made it really hard to find those stocks. Then when you signed up, it was paper-based, and it, you know, literally took me a month to get a trading account set up with the platform. And then I had to fill in a W-8BN, which is the US IRS form, and that was another nightmare. And then the cost of execution was horrendous. It was way overpriced for what they were paying on a wholesale level. And then when you went to go execute, if you put an order in, you couldn't actually amend it for 24 hours. It just got executed. So from beginning to end, I just saw that how are Australians going to get their money working for them overseas? How are either any investor, whether you're young, you're in growth mode or preservation mode or just income mode, going to get access to all the opportunities that everyone else has overseas, if that's the process for someone like me who's been at a trading firm for 10 years. And so I really wanted to give Australians the best access to the opportunities that they deserved and knowing what cost of execution was and how simple it could be made, I just wanted to go make it happen. The philosophy behind Stake is to make accessing overseas opportunities as simple as buying a pair of shoes online. And that's why we built it as a shopping site. So it should be just like everything else we do. Why should finance be any different?
I've had a look at the website and it is so completely different. If you were someone that had used to buying shares on the Australian market, it is absolutely nothing like a trading platform.
Yeah, and I think that is our point of difference. You know, for me, I used to get asked all the time, where should I put my money? What should I invest in? Where should I go? What makes it really simple? And I really didn't have an answer for people. It's, you know, a lot of people are used to the trading platforms, all the data-rich interface, the complexity inherent with it. But what if it was just as simple as everything else we do? Why should it be any different to ordering a book, booking a flight, searching for, you know, something on Wikipedia? Like, why does investing need to be so foreign? Why can't it be natural? And that's pretty much the basis behind Stake. By making it simple, easy, and affordable, we can do that.
Well, it's certainly simple in that I suppose someone inexperienced could easily use it. And from my point of view, you're used to looking at prices, and usually you get a little chart or something that says what the price used to be and what it's going to be and what people are willing to buy and sell for. But you seem to have taken all that away and just absolutely simplified it. I suppose, are you saying that if we're going to buy this stock, well, you know, you just pay whatever it is on the day?
No, I mean, Stake is a trading platform. There's the charting data is there. It's very simple to find on the product detail page. The market data is live. You can put advanced order types in, limit orders, stop loss orders. You've got to remember, I come from a high frequency trading firm, so I'm very execution focused. And all we've basically done is made it super simple to do what is complex, normally complex. It's no different. So, you know, you can't even put these order types in on other international platforms in Australia. You can't amend your order. On Stake, you can. What we've actually done is we've just wrapped up trading. So it is just still a trading platform. It's just into a very intuitive experience by removing all the stuff that you don't actually need to place an order.
Okay. So what are you hoping to achieve with Stake?
To give Australians best access to US markets. It's as simple as that. We want Australians that want to get their money working for them overseas or who've wanted to access markets overseas to be able to do that. It shouldn't be as difficult as it currently is on other platforms. And we want Australians to look outside of their own backyard. We think there are plenty of opportunities for people. You know, we've got more stocks and ETFs on Stake than the ASX has listed. So if you're going to diversify your portfolio, there's definitely a play. You know, investing on the ASX is really important, one for people's own portfolios, but also for our economy. We just think it's important that Australians get access to what they should actually be able to access, and that is international stocks that are actually impacting our lives. So whether it be a Tesla that you see around the corner that, you know, seems to be popping up all the time, you know, you're searching on Google as soon as you wake up in the morning, you're checking your Gmail. We're talking on Google Chat right now, for example. You know, whether it's, you know, using Microsoft, it's using your Visa, your Amex, or your MasterCard. All these companies are listed in the US. Like, we know more about the US markets and we know about the Australian market. We just haven't been able to access it. And I think Australians are going to start realizing that much like globalization is happening, it's happening in financial markets as well. So we just want to be at the forefront of that.
Okay. How can pre-retirees and retirees benefit from the Stake platform?
One of our most popular stocks is Berkshire Hathaway. So, and you know, the older generation is, they still need to get capital returns. They need to put their money into places which give them the best returns, either from a dividend point of view or from a growth point of view, because you need to retire with some level of comfort and you need to know that you're giving yourself the best chance to do that. And if you're accessing more opportunities and at a much lower price point than you are locally, why wouldn't you give yourself that chance? Why would you pay more in fees than you have to? Why would you limit yourself to 2,400 stocks when really the top 20 are probably not high growth stocks? They're probably, you know, their dividends, you know, they're consistent, but you've got to find that balance between dividend and growth. You know, you're you're retired once, really, and you've got to keep maintaining, you know, an upward trajectory in your lifestyle. You shouldn't just be, you know, depleting your assets as you get older.
Is it just as easy to sell on the platform as it is to buy?
Two clicks.
Okay. What is your reporting like there for if we're investing through our self-managed super fund? You know that in Australia we have to have a value for our super funds at the end of June each year. So what are we receiving if we buy stocks through the stake platform? Do we get a contract, an email contract with the stocks that we have purchased? And how do we value it, get it valued at the end of the financial year?
So our SMSF products are being launched this week or next week in beta. We're working with great partners such as ShareSite and some of the SMSF data providers to get the reporting flowing right through using technology. So you can, you know, I can't go into too much detail, but you probably know which names those are. And a lot of the trade data is downloadable. So it can be plugged straight into, you know, with Excel files straight to your accountant, and you'll receive a confirmation of every single trade you do, the price you did it and the time you did it. So it is a trading platform. It's just taken away all the hassles that are normally involved with trading.
Right. So it's just whatever shares you've bought, and then if you've still got them at the end of the financial year, they'll just get valued at whatever the price is on the day.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I use ShareSite, so I find it very valuable with their tax reporting reports.
Yeah, no, they're excellent.
Yeah. So how does one use it? I see that we can buy for ourselves and you have gift cards as well.
Yeah, we want to introduce everyone to share trading, to investing. We feel like it shouldn't just be limited to those that have either been in finance for a long period of time. It should be accessible to, you know, to anyone that wants to, you know, take a step. And a lot of our market who are experienced investors that have wanted to access something better before really want to share that experience. They want to build that community. And they're particularly conscious of, you know, their grandchildren, their children. And they don't want to just buy them stuff that's going to be used for a week and then thrown away. They want them to engage with something that's really important. So, you know, we get a lot of people buying gifts for birthdays, for 18-year-olds, for their putting in their kids' names. You know, Berkshire Hathaway stock, instead of buying them a toy, they'll buy them $30 of Disney stock. Just something that can grow over time and get them engaged with the stock market, because our market sees it as a really important lifestyle decision and a financial well-being is really important to them. And they want to impart that on the younger generation. So instead of going and buying a David Jones or a Myers gift card, you can now buy a gift card for shares and you can check out in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and you can print a gift card and give it to a loved one or a family member.
Okay. Is there any regulations around minors buying shares?
Yeah, so basically when you open a kid's account, there needs to be an adult guardian on the account. So I've got one for my two boys and I manage that account on their behalf. They're, you know, they're 4.5 and 2.5, so they're not computer literate yet, but they're getting there. But, you know, I manage that portfolio for them as trustee on the account.
Okay. And for anyone else that may be listening from another country, is this available to anyone or is it just solely for Australians?
At this point, Australians, we get a lot of demand from overseas, particularly New Zealand and the UK. And we've actually just brought on Matt Rady, who is the global head of markets at Iress, the trading platform. He's spent 20 years at Macquarie and he's looking very closely at international expansion. But at this point, it's just for Australian residents.
And is there anything like this anywhere else? Is this something completely new in the world?
I mean, there's a lot of trading platforms out there. I think we've given it a new spin and we've just really tried to simplify it, because if you ask people that haven't been investing or trading for a long period of time, it's quite intimidating, quite complicated, and there's probably no need for it. And I think the best things in life are often the most simple things, and that's all we want to do.
Right. So if I wanted to buy something, it's just a matter of picking the stock and that's it, placing the order.
We don't give advice. We just want to provide people with great access to those opportunities that exist overseas and just make it as easy as possible. So we'll never tell you what to buy, how much to buy, or when to buy it, or when to sell it. we leave that up to you. And over time, we'll start partnering with different providers to make that decision-making process easier. But right now, if you know what you want to do or you want to invest in something, you've wanted to do it for a long time, we make it really easy.
Yeah, and we don't have to worry about exchange rates or anything like that.
No, so you get the function. We've partnered with Macquarie Bank, so they provide the functionality of the Australian. You've got an Australian dollar wallet, which is powered by Macquarie Bank. We've partnered with AusForex, OFX, to move your money across at a much more competitive rate. And then you've got your US trading account. So you, a lot of the trading platforms in Australia, every time you buy and sell, they make you swap your money back to AUD. We allow you to keep it in USD as long as you like. So that saves you a lot more money on the transaction costs.
I see. All right. So how do listeners sign up with Stake?
Go to stake.com.au and press open account and you'll be done in 5 minutes.
Thank you. I've seen myself when I've had US shares in the past and they kept getting converted backwards to Australian dollars after I'd made a transaction. I think that's how it went. So you're saying you're going to give them the choice of if they're investing in, once they put the funds in, that they can transfer them into US dollars and leave them in US dollars.
Absolutely. It's their money. They should choose when they move it. It shouldn't be forced on you. For me, yeah, that's just unacceptable, what was happening before. And so we're very much against that. We believe the USD is an asset. You can decide when you want to bring it back. So you've got an Australian dollar wallet, a US dollar wallet, and you choose when you bring it back, not the bank.
So what's the most popular shopping items through Stake? Do you keep track of that?
Yeah, we do. It's all, you can actually see what other people have been trading. You see the most popular, most watched, and the ones that people added to their watch list, much like you can on an e-commerce site. If you go to stake.com.au and you can just click on the products page and you'll see the top stocks. From memory, it's Tesla's pretty popular right now. Berkshire Hathaway is always up there. We've seen PayPal really increase recently in terms of popularity, Netflix as well. And obviously with Amazon's launch in Australia is very popular, but it's the classics and it's the disruptive companies that are impacting the way we live that always seem to get the most attention. But there's a lot of ETFs out there that the younger generation's interested in. Robotic ETFs, lithium, for example, is in favor. But yeah, we've got 3,500 stocks and ETFs on Stake, so there's always something for somebody.
And before you go, I do appreciate that you have the return posted there with the stock. So that is a yearly return?
Yeah, so that's a yearly return. So that's what the stock's performed in terms of its capital appreciation over 1 year. So what its price was 1 year ago to what it is today, taking into account any corporate actions. And if you click on the tile itself, you'll be able to go into the product page and you'll be able to see what it did overnight, for example, or during the day. It's 1 year, it's 1 week chart, it's 1 month, it's 3 month chart. So there's a lot more functionality. You can read the news on each stock. It will come up on the product page. So basically, it's much like you shop online. You see a product you like, you click on it, and then there's a lot more detail when you walk through that door.
Yeah, okay. But this, you are giving them an idea of how it's performed in the past, so we don't have to look it up ourselves, I suppose.
Absolutely. Yeah. In our philosophy is it should be really, really straightforward and simple. It doesn't need to be hard and confusing and hard to find the things you need. So, yeah, it does that. It's got performance. And obviously for me, the best way is to go on, have a look, play around. It's pretty intuitive and hopefully a little bit more fun than it's been beforehand.
Yep. Okay. And are you going to expand into any other sort of markets? So you're in the stocks and EFTs. Is there going to be anything else in the future?
Not at this point. I mean, obviously there's a lot we need to do. You know, our customer base is growing, exponentially at the moment. So it's a lot about building good operations, good servicing of customers, and making sure the customers are, staying happy. We're worried about our current customers, not our future customers.
Okay. And how big are you with self-managed super funds? I see you're going to be launching into that.
We've been blown away by the demand, actually. I knew it was a problem. I didn't realize how big it was. I think there's been a situation, and this is just my personal opinion, that because you've got an SMSF banks and brokers think they can charge you more. But really, it's no more complex than anything else. It's you trade with your super fund, you trade with your trust, you trade as an individual. It's the same operational overhead for us. So we just want to make sure that SMSFs, companies, trusts, that, you know, whatever you're investing in, whatever vehicle you're using, you just get a great experience. So I think we're blown away by that. And I think SMSFs have been, like, they know that they should be diversifying away from Australia. The numbers are compelling. Like, the Future Fund has got 50% of its assets overseas. Industry super funds have got 26.7% overseas. With direct investments, SMSFs have 0.5%, which tells me that they've got all their eggs in one basket, which I think for a retirement play can be pretty scary.
Yes, traditionally, we've been sticking with what we know, which is the Australian markets, I suppose, and it has been difficult to invest overseas. But a lot of the self-managed super funds, we are doing it ourselves, and we're probably a bit scared to take on overseas. And it's not only that, it's been the reporting as well and the recording. And with your partnering with ShareSite, I can see that's going to make it a lot easier, because the last thing your accountant wants when you turn up for the annual audit is to have a spreadsheet and have lots and bits and pieces of information and to keep track of everything.
No, absolutely.
It hasn't been easy in the past, that's for sure.
No, and I think, you know, that it has been hard. There's no getting away from that. But you look at the returns of what they've been overseas in the last 10 years versus the ASX, and if it was easier, then people would be retiring earlier and a lot happier. So we're going to help make that happen.
Right. Well, congratulations. It's a unique product. It's something completely different, and I'm sure it's going to grow and grow in popularity. So I've been talking with Matthew Liebowitz from Stake, an investment platform with The Difference. So how do we get onto you again, Matthew, one last time?
Yeah, sure. Go visit Stake, STAKE, stake.com.au. Play around and, you know, have a look, enjoy, send us feedback and ask any questions. We'll be happy to help.
Okay, thank you.
No, thanks, Anne. Appreciate it.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.